passion and pageantry of college football lives here. This is the Paul Feinbaum Show, Hour 4 podcast.
This might be college football heaven.
Where to go? Been a crazy afternoon. Let's continue with more phone calls here. And Bill is in Tucson. Hey, Bill. Bill, you there?
Oh, I'm not. Yeah, I'm here. Can you hear me?
Yeah, I sure can. Go right ahead.
All right. I'm not going to ask you how you are because somebody said that's something you shouldn't do. So I'm going to assume you're doing real well.
Thank you.
You're welcome. Actually, I'm calling. By the way, you might remember me or you may not. I don't know. But I was the guy that called you that used to work at MC in Memphis.
Oh, absolutely. I remember you well.
Well, thank you. I'm glad somebody does.
No, I guess we're good. I was with somebody the other day who also worked at the same place, so I think it brought back some memories.
Oh, who was that, may I ask?
Harold Grader. He probably worked a few years after you, but
yeah.
He was a sports anchor.
Yeah, I think he did. Yeah, I'm pretty sure he did. I got a call, just a few minutes. I won't take very long because I know you've got a stack of callers, and I appreciate being on with you. First, about this guy Jim from Tuscaloosa and this dude John from St. Louis. Let me just say this about those two gentlemen. First off, he mentioned something about, I bet you don't know Sandy Koufax and Don Drysdale, the old DD boy. And then, of course, Jim just goes on tangents and rants, and yet he says he quotes the Bible a lot. I don't know whether those verses really apply to him or not. Why are these callers, as of today, and I've been listening off and on now for over 2 years, why do callers worry about how they sound instead of talking more about what's going on in sports? For example, Louisiana State just won the Women's Gymnastics Championship, beating my Oklahoma Sooners, who didn't make it to the finals. That's big-time stuff now.
That was a big
Secondly,
upset.
You've got
right.
the... You've got the number one ranked baseball team in the country in Texas A&M. A lot to talk about there. We have a tremendous group of softball teams in the Southeast Conference. Why aren't you talking about that? So I'm just confused. Why are they worried about themselves instead of the sports? And I once had a talk show.
Well, Bill, I don't think, I mean, I understand where you're coming from. People call about what interests them at that precise moment. By the way, I know we talked about this the last time, but when were you at WMC?
At MC? At WMC? I worked WMC from late 1973, and I left to go back to California in 1976.
Okay.
And I also did the Memphis Tigers when they were Memphis State in basketball, relieving Jack Eaton when he'd do the TV broadcast.
Oh, my. Bill, it was funny. I was in Memphis the other day, and we drove by the Coliseum, and I was telling the people I was with about the memories of my youth were in that building watching those games. And I got to know Jack much later on, and it was... I was literally tongue-tied the first time I met him because he was the voice of my youth.
Well, he was a good dude, I got to tell you, great guy. Enjoyed traveling with him when we went to Los Angeles, and we did the UCLA game. He did the TV, and I did the radio with George Kirk. And
oh, sure,
it was interesting,
I remember George.
Because it ended up being the last year of John Wooden's career with the Bruins.
Oh, my.
So that was an interesting time. And Jack and I talked about that after the game. We went back to the hotel and chatted.
I never could understand this, Bill, because he was always, and again, I remember, he would do the games, and then he would run back. Did he run back and do the news, too?
At the home games?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, not that I would get home in time to see it, but it was I was always intrigued by that. He was an amazing guy, and I obviously you know that. I mean, by the way, I say this now, structurally not a great broadcaster, but very memorable.
Oh, he's a very memorable guy, I got to tell you. But I just wanted to call and voice my thoughts on some of your callers.
Well, Bill, thank you for that. I am going to appoint you, whether you want it or not, as the show ombudsman, because we need one.
Well, I'll take that honor with great pride. Thank you.
Thank you very much. A pleasure to talk to you. Back in the day, every newspapers used to have them. There were this person hired, usually a distinguished person like our last caller, who would critique internally all the things that happened on the program. Ricky is in Mississippi. Ricky, good afternoon.
Hey, Paul. Well, I'm a Southerner. I'm gonna say, how you doing, man?
I am doing great, Ricky. It's always good to hear from you.
Yeah. First of all, I just want to give my condolences to the family of the Charlotte Police Department. And, you know, that was a real tragedy.
That's unbelievable what happened there.
Yeah. And, you know, and a lot of people, you know, a lot of times people forget, you know, that these are human beings, you know, and they have families. You know, and I know that sometimes that they get criticism, and some of it is warranted. But you know, at the end of the day, you know, we all, are human beings, and a little compassion just goes a long way. Now, so anyway, Paul, I also want to talk about Tamika Reed, and she's a former Jackson State basketball coach, and. She's up there in Charlotte now. She's got a job up there now.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. She's. I think it was the 49ers. I think it is.
That's called Charlotte. It used to be called UNCC.
Okay. Yeah. So that's she's got that job up there now. I think she had a press conference Monday, I believe it was. And I think she's going to do a tremendous job up there. She did a real good job here at Jackson State, and she. You know, I mean, she had a real good record.
Hey, by the way, I meant to ask, you haven't called, but I saw the other day that Archie Cooley died when he was a coach in Mississippi Valley.
Yeah,
he coached Jerry Rice, didn't he?
Yeah, he did. He did. He did coach Jerry Rice. And and he had an old saying, you know, when he was not, you know, now you're talking about trash talk. I mean,
was he the guy that used to wear a cowboy hat on the sideline?
Yeah, they call him the gunslinger.
Oh yeah, he was amazing.
Yeah, you know he had a saying when Jerry Rice was in his heyday at Mississippi Valley. You know, he said that you know Jerry Rice was so good he can catch a BB at midnight with shades on.
That is, yeah. I'm trying to remember if I met him. Because I you've heard me tell these. I covered a game at Itabena one year.
Okay.
It's a story that I cherish to this day. When I was in my 1 year in Shreveport, I met Eddie Robinson, and once I covered a game, and he said, "Hey, why don't you come spend the weekend with us?" And I was thinking, "Hey, maybe we'll go to Yankee Stadium or all the great places that they would go." He invited me to cover the game at Itabena.
Wow!
So I drove over to Ruston to Grambling, and then I drove on the bus to Itabena, Mississippi. And
yeah.
Funny story, my mother, I had not seen her since I moved to Shreveport. I was literally just out of school, so she and my sister drove down. I mean, they thought I was a big time sports writer, my first job, and they met me in Itabena, Mississippi. I can't remember what's the town there. There's a town near there. I can't remember what it is. Greenville or one of those.
Is it Indianola?
Yeah, wherever it was.
She
came away going, I don't think you've got that great of a job if you're hanging up. But
we're out in the middle of nowhere.
Yeah, I can't remember if Archie was there or not, but I did go. He made it up to me though. Eddie Robinson later he invited me to go to Miami with him to the Orange Blossom Classic where they played FAMU.
Orange Blossom Classic. Yeah.
So I got both spectrums.
That was a big difference.
It was.
Yeah. So Archie Cooley. Yeah, he passed on, you know, but I just wanted to give my congratulations to Tamika Reed. I was really enamored with her record. The 6 years she was at Jackson State, it was like 95-10 in that conference. That's good in any conference.
No, that is fantastic. Well, hey, Ricky, always great to talk to you. It's fantastic.
All right.
You're one of my all-time favorites. We'll take a short break. We are back with more right after this.
Is your schedule too packed to see a doctor about your erectile dysfunction? Well, with Hims, now you can get treated for ED without stepping foot outside your door. They're changing men's healthcare by providing access to affordable sexual health treatments from the comfort of your couch. Hims provides access to doctor-trusted ED treatment options such as chewable hard mints, brand-name treatments like Viagra, or generic alternatives for up to 95% cheaper. The process is simple and entirely online. Just answer a series of questions and a medical provider will determine the right treatment option. If prescribed, your medication ships to you free. No insurance needed. So what are you waiting for? Join the hundreds of thousands of trusted Hims subscribers and get treated. Start your free online visit today at hims.com/paul. That's hims.com/paul for your personalized ED treatment options. hims.com/paul. Hard mints are chewable compounded products which are not approved by or verified for safety or effectiveness by the FDA. Prescriptions require an online consultation with a healthcare provider who will determine if appropriate. Restrictions apply. See website for details and important safety information. Subscription required. Price varies on product and subscription plan. This podcast is proud to be supported by Jet's Pizza, the number one pick in Detroit-style pizza. Why? It's simple. Jet's is better. With the thickest, crispiest, cheesiest Detroit-style pizza in the country, there's no competition. Right now, get $5 off any 8-corner pizza with code 8SAVE. That's the number 8, S-A-V-E. Go to JetsPizza.com to learn more and find a location near you. Again, try Jet's signature 8-corner pizza and get $5 off with code 8SAVE. That's the number 8, S-A-V-E. Jet's Pizza. Better because it has to be.
Hi, it's Mike Greenberg letting you know ESPN Bet is ready to take you through all the biggest sports moments this spring. The official sportsbook of ESPN has exclusive offers and markets from Scott Van Pelt, Stephen A. Smith, and me, plus many more. From the playoff intensity to finally getting out to the ballpark, there's no better time for sports fans. Sign up today. New users get a bet reset up to $1,000 in bonus bets if your first bet doesn't win. Download ESPN Bet today. What a play.
Must be 21 plus and present in select states. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply. See app for details.
You're listening to the Paul Feinbaum Show podcast.
Okay, I always hate when you have bad endings with a call, but I'm trying to understand how this guy did not finish his last call. John?
Hey, Paul, real quick here, I'm going to let you go. I just wanted to make one comment. You had a newer caller. He called up here. I think he was it Bill from Tucson?
Correct.
And I don't know what Bill's claim to fame is, but I can tell Bill one thing. Is he obviously is one of your callers, Paul. I'll call it an arranged caller. He's a caller who's employed. Okay. So anyway, you know what I'm talking about?
Yeah, John, I really don't have any clue what you're talking about.
Yeah, you know what I'm talking about, Paul. He's one of the people on your show that is employed by the station.
Oh,
who comes on
okay. So
here,
we hire a guy
to respond
from
to
Tucson
people like me
to call
you
his
have
show.
People like this. Good night, Paul.
Is this Mental Health Awareness Month, or because if it is, Johnny B is up next.
Thank you for letting me follow that fool. First of the month must be when him and Jim get their medicine, because they tend to call in 4 or 5 times a day when they've got their meds on them. But John, man, love, that's some crazy stuff. But earlier today, I was I mow for a living, so I was mowing, and about 3:15, I could hear this on my phone, and I looked, and it was a flash flood warning for Boulder, Colorado. And I thought, what in the world? And I broke down and read the story, and it was breaking news that some maniac was crying so bad because his feelings got hurt, that people were being asked to head to higher ground. Do you have any idea what that could be about?
I'm going to take a wild guess, but go ahead and break the news.
Well, I think it was Bash. It was like, you know, yesterday I said he reminded me of the character from Fast Times at Ridgemont High. And today was when he brought the pizza to class, and you took his pizza away from him and let everybody else eat it, and he just started bawling.
Yeah,
that was one of the funniest things I've ever seen in my life. But I'm proud of Matt. Matt seems to have had the transition in his life. I think he's found him some of that real spice up there at Popeyes, and I think Joey may need to go up there and work with him a while and see if Matt can't you know, pep him
up.
I'm a
little worried about Joey, aren't you?
Yeah, man, he started out with the guns a-blazing, and now he's tailed between his legs, you know. That's kind of a bad thing. But old Jim, you know, he calls all the time, probably listening right now because he can't get it on his mama's basement. But, Jim, when you want to call, just go look in the mirror and talk to yourself in the mirror and spare us, because every single thing you say is exactly you. You're describing yourself. You know, yesterday, Jeff, you know, you said it. Jeff's wife wouldn't let you call anymore. And then, you know, we figured it out, that motherly instinct to protect your children. So, you know, you just got to take it easy and quit trying to get so upset with everybody. And I do have one sports thing for Bill. Can I ask my sports question?
Of course.
All right. About 2 weeks ago, you were talking about Florida State and Clemson and the lawsuits that they have going. With about 2 years from now, I think you, I, and anybody that's familiar with college football knows there's some kind of a big sweeping change going. So if you need NIL money and facility money, why, if you're Florida State or Clemson, would you be spending all this money on lawsuits and lawyers to try to get out of a conference? Does that make any sense?
It makes perfect sense. Thank you very much, Johnny B. I-Man is up next.
Hey, Paul, how's it going?
Okay.
You know, the guy, Bill, that called in, he's talking about the callers pretty much talking about themselves. I think that's what he did there for a little bit, didn't he? Talked all about himself and when he went home and drank beer and ate chicken. And then, and Bill, nobody gives a damn. Now, maybe Paul does, but it didn't do anything for my afternoon. I tell you what, when I go back and I replay the show, when I see your name come up, guess what I'm going to do? I'm going to just fast forward through your ass. You know, the story about Melissa, a little bit more to it. Greg was, he had to go to the grocery store because it was his turn to go to the grocery store. The song had been written. He wrote the song Melissa, but he didn't have a title for it. He didn't have the name for it. And this grandmother was in the grocery store, and the little girl was running all over the place, and she was hollering, Melissa. And that's what he needed, was three syllables. And so, therefore, boom. And he walked up and hugged the lady, and the rest is history. And then John brought me into a conversation yesterday about Billy Joe McAllister. You know, out there on Choctaw Ridge near the Tallahatchie Bridge, they had a party one night. They was all drinking moonshine and playing the fiddles and square dancing and cornholing and all that. And I think Billy Joe lost the game of cornhole, and he got out, and he wasn't pushed off the bridge. Billy Joe jumped. He couldn't take pressures. He lost the game. He couldn't take pressures, and he jumped. And then that's all there is to it. And outside of that, does anybody really care?
No.
All right, and then Bash calls in. Then Bash calls in, and he's crying. And then I've always said it on these airwaves many times, if Paul starts talking to you, he's found something, and he's interested. And he's fixing to do one of two things. He's fixing to engage you in conversation because you've spurred something that he just needs to take a right turn. You're on a road trip at this point. Just to bring you back to the realization of talking to the winder lickers and the knuckle draggers that come in continually every day. And if he talks to you, that's fine. But there's also a chance he's fixing to crawl right down your damn throat and eat your lunch. And I guess Bash finally got to the point of eating his lunch conversation, and it's obvious he can't take the pressures. I mean, he's out there in the Mile High City and in the snow and out there hanging out where Sonny Bono died and all those kind of things, and John Elway's got teeth big as Mr. Ed. Nobody cares. Nobody cares, Bash. You got your lunch ate. Now shut your pie hole. All right, now, Paul, speaking of him and you eating his lunch, imagine this. All right, the man eating, you know, the cannibals, they put people in pots and they boil them and they shrink heads and all this. And you and John and Jim, and maybe four or five of the other callers, just pick out four or five callers in your mind. You don't have to name names. But we're all being caught by the cannibals. Now, the cannibals have been eating people in boiling pots and making shrunken heads for a long time. That's all they know to do. And so they're sitting there, and I'm telling you, you and Jim and John are safe. Because they ain't enough meat. They could eat two chicken wings and have more meat than they'd have with you. The best they could do with you is boil everything off and give the bones to the women so they can make earrings and nose piercings. And the rest of us, if I'm one of those other people, they're going to look at us and they're going to say, damn, that's lunch right there. That's lunch right there. I mean, eeny, meeny, miny, moe, and you just go as you go. But when they get to John and Jim, they're going to look over there and say, you know, them guys are a little on the cantankerous side. They're not going to eat them either because they're too damn tough. Because these people look at people and they know the crops. They know what's good and what's bad. So you and Jim and John are safe. The rest of us, we get Nate. We're damn near going to have a good day.
Deborah is in Arkansas. Hello, Deborah.
Hey. How are you today?
We are doing well. Thank you.
Good. And just because I was curious and you commented on it earlier about it, what is this, Mental Health Month? It actually is.
Is it really? Okay. I should have known that.
I don't know how you got that right, but I asked Alexa and she said it was Mental Health Month. So I guess it is. So anyway, I actually called with sports today. So just kind of wanting your feelings about the way the team is coming together under Calipari. Or Cal Perry, excuse me, and I call him J. Cal. But then also, way to go on our baseball team. And what do you think about the upcoming football season and where Arkansas lies with a new quarterback?
Yeah, I think Cal will have a fantastic recruiting season. I think he's going to bring a lot of people over. In fact, we are talking to Sam Pittman tomorrow. So
oh, really?
I am going to defer to that conversation. I'll let him explain the quarterback situation.
Okay. And then the baseball team, I think they're doing a fabulous job. Although I do have to confess I don't watch it as much as I probably should. Because I actually had to look up what a deke was. Did you catch that game where he faked out with his glove?
No.
Underneath his... Okay, so yeah, they got two outs on that. I think whoever they played over the weekend, I think it was Sunday's game. I can't remember who it was against because, like I said, I'm way behind on my baseball.
That's okay, but I mean, right now, I really do think Arkansas, I mean, listen, what happened, what's important for them is going to be in June, not right now. Hey, thank you very, very much for the call. Appreciate it. Larry is up next. Larry, what's up?
Nothing but the ramp, baby.
You sounding better, Larry.
Oh, man, I'm kicking like a damn one-legged chicken.
Excellent.
Y'all coming? You got me on?
Yeah, well, of course you're on. I saw your name. I went right to you. I'm not going to let a man you wait.
Oh, man, you man. What's that guy's name? Stacy, has he been calling?
We haven't heard from Stacy in a couple of weeks.
No, I don't know what to tell him. Damn, you know, nobody can make you a caller. You don't know what to say. You know, I can go in the department store, gas station, a beer store, a clothing store, and start talking. People start laughing, you know. This is my personality. I don't know. If you ain't got a personality, you ain't got one. Hello?
Yeah, Larry, I'm just... listening to your call. I don't want to interrupt.
Oh, I didn't know how long. Anyways, I'm very stuck. Hey, man, yeah, I'm pissed off. I had to listen to Iron Man, and I'm sitting here, but I have to. I'm sitting here trying to put this oxygen tank together.
Are you still in the hospital?
No, I'm at home.
Oh, okay.
No. I was only in there 11 days.
11 days.
But anyway, it's 11.
Quick
I
visit.
I know a lot of nurses, boy. I know one Nurse White out there. Hey, I told you I'd say your name on Bomb Bomb. Nurse White, thank you. Get me through. But, no, I was putting this auction on you. I was, oh, man, Pat, what was he? God's name is the man talking about. I mean, just babbling. John and him and Jim together. Are we going to have that big celebration where everybody is together?
I'm hoping to, Larry. Hey, Larry, we got to go to the break here in a minute, but are you glad to hear you're okay.
Oh, you cut me off.
No, we do have some standards here. I wanted to give you a heads up. I didn't want you to be surprised.
Oh, okay. I'm calling back.
Well, I mean, I'd rather you just finish the call.
Okay, roll down tide.
Okay, that sounds good.
How about that?
I didn't
really want to finish that quick. I had something important.
Well, okay, Larry, I just talked to the. Hold on. We've made time for you. You say whatever you want.
Okay. And so, anyways, Paul Feinbaum. So I just want to tell you, man, how much the show meant to me when I was in damn hospital. You don't know how hard it was going through all that, man. It was tough. And you just show pulled me through. And Matt, quit letting yourself fall back into your psychomatic dupus. You know, you get like a child. Just go on with Jim and let Jim roll. If they'd leave him alone, wouldn't they, Paul? I think he should be the phone, the hall, a call monitor. In other words, call monitor. Hey, every 10 calls, every hour, he gets a judge 5 calls. And do that for me, okay?
Okay.
Okay. Love you, man.
We'll be back. 30 minutes remaining here on a Wednesday afternoon.
This podcast is proud to be supported by Jet's Pizza, the number one pick in Detroit-style pizza. Why? It's simple. Jet's is better. With the thickest, crispiest, cheesiest Detroit-style pizza in the country, there's no competition. Right now, get $5 off any 8-corner pizza with code 8SAVE. That's the number 8, S-A-V-E. Go to jetspizza.com to learn more and find a location near you. Again, try Jet's signature 8-corner pizza and get $5 off with code 8SAVE. That's the number 8, S-A-V-E. Jet's Pizza. Better because it has to be.
You're listening to the Paul Feinbaum Show podcast.
We are back, and let's check in with Teresa in South Carolina. Hello, Teresa.
Hello, Paul. Thank you for taking my call.
Thank you.
I have several comments. This is my idea, and maybe it might be taken up with your staff. Why not 15 to 30 minutes a day be allowed calls from non-SEC callers? Maybe set it up at a random timing, and they don't know when, but they have to wait just like we do. I am tired of so many calls coming in from the same people. And John from St. Louis, I think he's very condescending to you when he says, young man, are you listening, young man?
Good imitation, by the way.
I have a problem with him, but, you know, I'm just a normal SEC fan. I'm not here to make multiple calls.
Right.
I'm here to say I love SEC and I love talking the sport, but I don't know if it's the ratings y'all are trying to get up, but it's not giving me a high rating. I really love your show and the focus on SEC sports. So I just
Thank you for saying that. And really, I know everybody thinks everything we do here is about ratings. It's not. We are, unlike a lot of shows, this program is not influenced by that because we are a standalone show. There really isn't anything like this, so we're not doing the same thing that everybody else is doing. But thank you for the call. We really do appreciate it. Joey, are you back?
Yeah, I'm back.
Joey, if I could talk to you man to man here.
Man to man.
You having to run away a couple of minutes ago was not what we would call a good look.
Okay, let me tell you something.
Okay.
Okay, my girlfriend, she's in her own little world.
Yeah.
And she got a blue and a brown eye, right?
Oh, I didn't know that. She's like an Australian Shepherd dog, huh?
Yeah. And when I come home, I might have a brown eye or I might have a blue eye. It just depends on how she feels.
Well, Joey,
I just want to go to Johnny B, the one to come over and run his mouth. He looks like he's a cowboy. But I watched Broken Back Mountain. I never want to be a cowboy.
Joey, quick question here. Why do you put up with this?
I love her.
Oh, okay.
I do. Well, we get a lot of fights and all that all the time.
It sounds rather volatile.
He gets old every now and then.
Yeah. I mean, how long have you been together again?
8 years.
And were you previously married?
No. Oh, no, no. I was divorced.
Oh,
when
well,
I met her.
Okay. Kind of where I was going there, but.
I was divorced.
Yeah.
But I just want to straighten it up, you know. She's cool as a bat. When she gets in her mood, I got to let it go. Or yeah. We've been in a hot and heavy fight.
Well, you don't want to do that. I mean, Joey...
Squirrel and you and now Johnny B.
What do you got against Johnny B?
I won't be no cowboy. I want to be an Indian.
Okay, I understand. Well, Joey, you go back to Maine and try to work this out, okay? AJ is up next.
Woo! You were raising the roof there, Joey, on that IQ test. I mean, it's amazing to hear a guy say, "Were you?" Be asked a question of whether he was. Were you previously married? No, I was divorced. Oh my God!
Well, that was quite an answer, there, wasn't
Paul,
it?
There's your Roll Tide representatives.
Yeah.
Come on, you know that. The one thing about Joe that I found out that, you know why he's scared of Mena? He's got there's another animal at his house that he's not telling y'all about. And the reason she couldn't get on the phone, Paul, is because she's a kangaroo. And little Joey don't want to be put back in the pouch, so he's got to act right. You know, when a kangaroo gets mad, they box. And... so he don't want to get his eyes boxed out and put back in that little pouch there, Joey. So I don't blame you for being scared of that kangaroo manna. But, you know, Paul, I'm proud of you today on making a bastard out of Bash. Somebody finally needed to do it, and you were just the man for the job. I mean, that Jerry Seinfeld sounding-ass idiot with a pathetic – he needs to jump in that portal because you just treated him like Deion Sanders does all his players. You just told his ass to go get in the portal. You didn't even give him a chance. Beat him down like a clown. But then you got speaking of a clown, you got that little chili cheese pup up there, South Carolina Chris, with another weak call trying to demand that he's the man. And he ain't nothing but a freaking chili cheese pup eating pump from the ACC. And tell that toots while ago about waste 15 minutes of our life on non-SEC callers. Hell, you do that when you get Jeff calling in here, you get Elliot calling in here, you get Bash calling in here. I mean, you get John from Louisville up there, you get John from Missouri. He's not even an SEC fan because Missouri's not even an SEC caliber team. But let me tell you this. To all you callers that call in here with these crappy-ass calls, you need to go take a damn class and kiss my Auburn ass, War Damn Eagle.
Okay. Do we need a break? Again, I've lost. I have no idea where we are in this show other than it's almost over. We will be right back.
Thank you for listening to the Best of the Paul Feinbaum Show podcast. Watch the Paul Feinbaum Show weekdays from 3 to 7 Eastern on the SEC Network. Plus, you can listen and watch on the ESPN app.